A very good morning to you. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. We are recording from Silver Spring, Maryland, and are so glad that you can join us. Nazir Yudches, Nazir 18, pagination is 35, starting from the first word on the line about a quarter of the way down, maybe a third. Man Tana Hadutanu Rabbanon Ein Bein Tamei Shenazar LeNazir. Our focus today is on the psukim about Nazir, which can be found in Parshas Naso, and the section in Chumash Bamidbar Perek Vav, starting at Pasuk Tes, describes the case where a Nazir accidentally became Tamei. He came in contact with a dead body, and the final words of the section are V'hayamim harishonim yiplu ki tamei nizro. The first days which he observed of Nazirus are going to fall away. They're going to be lost because he became tamei, and he's going to have to start again. The question which our Gemara will discuss is, when does he start again? What he is going to be required to do is go through a purification process, as well as the ritual of shaving his hair and bringing karbanos. The shaving takes place on the seventh day, and the karbanos take place on the eighth day. And the question, which is a machlokas in our Gemara, is from which day can he start counting his new cycle of good Nazirus? Let's take a look at the psukim quickly. Pasuk Tes, Ki yamus meis alav befes apiso. And when it'll be that a dead person will die upon him suddenly, meaning he's in the same location as the dead body, so he became tamei, V'timei Rosh Nizro, and his Nazirus has been defiled, he's become Tamei. V'gilach Rosho B'yom Taharoso B'yom HaShevi'i Yigalchenu. It will be, as part of the purification, that on the seventh day he will shave his hair. U'v'yom HaShmini, the Pasuk continues, it will be on the eighth day that Yavish Te Sorim Oshnei B'nei Yonah Alakoyin Pesach Al Moed, that he will bring his karbanos. Va'osa Kohen, and the Kohen will bring the karbanos, V'chiper Alav, and he's going to atone for him, V'kidash Es Rosho B'yomahu, and he will sanctify his head, he will start again his Nazirus of not cutting his hair on that day. V'hayamim harishonim yiplu ki tamei nizro. And the first days of observance will fall off because it was tamei. Now, this section is dealing with a regular nazir. He observed a certain number of days and then he became tamei. What would be if the person made a neder of nazir while he was tamei? And now he's coming out of his tumah, and he wants to know when can he start his good Nazirus. So the halacha in such a case is indeed different, and he can start on the seventh day of this process, because he doesn't bring karbanos. A person who never was a good Nazir, he just became a Nazir while he was tameh, is going to shave his hair and just start the count. But in this case, where the person was tahar, and there are days falling off, he has an obligation of shaving on the seventh and karbanos on the eighth. From which day will we start the new Nazirus count? Let's take a look at the Gemara, again, about a third of the way down in the beginning of a line. Man Tana Hadutanu Rabbanan. Who is the one who's the opinion, the source, for the following statement? Ein bein tamei shenazar le nazir tor shenitma. There's no difference between a person who was Tamei and became a Nazir while he's Tamei, or a person who was Tahar and was observing, and then he became Tamei. Ella, except for the fact, Shetamei Shenozar, a person who was Tamei when he started the process, Shvi'i Shelo Olo Lamina Minyan, he can even count starting on the seventh day, the day of the shaving. V'Nazir Tahar Shenitma, but a Nazir Tahar who becomes Tamei, Ein Shvi'i Shelo Olo Lamina Minyan, the seventh day does not count in the count, because on the eighth day he brings karbanos, and it is from those karbanos and on, from that day and on, that he is going to be able to count the new nazirus. Amar Rav Chisda, Rav Chisda explained, Rebbe he, it follows the opinion of Rebbe, the Amar Rebbe, a nazirus taira chola ela ad shemini. Indeed, that's the opinion of Rebbe, that nazirus doesn't start until the eighth day. Deitema Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Yehuda, he, if you want to say it's the other opinion, Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Yehuda, ha'amar nazirus detayra m'shevi'i hu dechayla, he holds that nazirus, new count, can even happen from the seventh day, just like a person who was Tamei when he made the nazirus, can start from the seventh day. So too, even a person who has to do tiglachas and korban on the eighth day can still count starting on the seventh, and he'll owe the korban, but he's allowed to start counting. My Rebbe and my Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Yehuda, what is the original location where they argued about this topic? Tetanya, it's a brisa. V'kidash es rosho b'yomahu. The pasuk that we just read told us that he's going to sanctify his head on that day. So, by Yom Havas Karbanos of Divrei Rebbe, the beginning of that pasuk was that the Karbanos were being brought. So Rebbe understands by Yom Ahu on that day to be referring to the day when the Karbanos were brought. Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Yehuda Omer, but Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Yehuda argues and says, B'yom Tiglachto, it's the day of the shaving, and he doesn't have to wait till the day of the karbanos. Let's drop down to three lines from the bottom, at the end of a line, four lines up. My taima de Rebbe. What's the reason of Rebbe? How does he know that you can only start counting from the eighth day by a regular nazir who became tamei? Omar kra, it's based on a pasuk. V'chiper alav me'asher choto ala nefesh. They're going to bring the atonement karbanos. V'hada v'kiddush es rosho. And then he's going to sanctify his head by the start of the new nazirus. Clearly, it's happening after the karbanos. Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Yehuda says, imkein le'makra v'kiddush es rosho. It should just say v'kiddush es rosho, and will be understood, because of the beginning of the pasuk, that it's happening after karbanos. B'yomahu l'amali. Why does it say on that day, as if it's pointing to something that you wouldn't otherwise understand? Says Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Yehuda, mena inyan l'shemini. If it doesn't make sense to apply it on the eighth day, because the bayomahu wouldn't be necessary. That's the default position, because that's what the pasuk is talking about. It's talking about karbanos on the eighth day. So it doesn't make sense that bayomahu, something special, is coming to say that. And therefore, Teneo Inyan L'Shevi'i, it must be that it's coming to tell you that even on the seventh day, Bayomahu, on that day, and it's pointing to something you wouldn't otherwise know. So it's pointing to Shevi'i, the seventh day, the day of the shaving, and telling you that you don't have to wait for the Karbanos in order to start the new count. V'Rebbe, what about Rebbe's opinion, which is the way the Rambam paskins and the way we're following over here in our explanations? He holds that by a regular Nazir who became Tamei, you could only start counting on the eighth day. Nami yaksiv bayomahu, it says the word bayomahu. Isn't that coming to tell you something novel? Amalach Rebbe, Rebbe would tell you, hahu lahachi hu da'asa. The purpose of the bayomahu is to tell you something special. Lo malach, to tell you, afal pishelo hevi karbanosav. even though he did not bring his karbanos on the eighth day, but the eighth day is all he has to wait for. It's the time when the karbanos would have been brought. He can't start counting on the seventh, the day of the shaving, but he could start on the eighth day, even if the karbanos were not brought. The result over here, by the way, is fascinating, as much as Rebbe and Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yehuda are arguing, but they're arguing only in a specific nuance in terms of whether you start on the 7th or you start on the 8th. Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yehuda holds that you could start on the 7th, and the day of the 8th, which is the day of the Karbanos, is irrelevant for this purpose of counting the new Nazirus. By Yom Ahu, go to the 7th. On that day, you could start counting. Rebbe argues and says it's based on the eighth day, the day of the Karbanos, but interestingly, by the time the Gemara is done over here, the Bayom Ahu teaches you that it's the eighth day that's important, the day when the Karbanos normally would be brought. But it's irrelevant to us whether the Karbanos were actually brought or not. And therefore, even Rebbe agrees that it's not that we're waiting for the Karbanos. Bayom Ahu teaches you that day when the Karbanos were supposed to be brought, that's the day when you could start counting the new Nazirus. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.